Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again, with the show You Got This. It's the show of DIY do's and don'ts. I'm zooming in with Rosalie Brown. She's sitting down in LA and I'm sitting up here in Auburn, looking out my office window, and it's yet another glorious, unusually warm day for May. It's kind of weird. March. It's not May. It's mid-March. I always get May and March mixed up because I'm just a dude and I forget stuff like that. So, but anyway, it's gorgeous out. I mean, I'm kind of blown away. It's going to be like 66 after we finish this. I'm planning on going for a little walk down in the American River Canyon to kind of clear my head. So anyway, how are things in LA? Yeah,
it's good. It's about 80 today, I think.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I was just looking at the temperature down at the bottom of my computer. Yeah, it's been weather's been great. We had a cold spell. I'm really happy that you're back, by the way, because anyone who listened last week, it was like monotone. It was me. But hey, like, I didn't want to give you guys a rerun.
Back.
I know you're
back. Baby.
Yeah. So how does it feel to be back after traveling abroad?
It's good. It's good. You know, it was very, very relaxing to be gone and the company didn't fall apart. So that's wonderful. I've got an amazing team. They didn't actually really call me or anything for 2 weeks. So that was pretty fabulous. So I was loving on them this morning in our meeting. Cause it's really nice to know that, I've got such a strong team that they can run the ship and man the ship without me here. And it was good. So 2 weeks in Mexico was nice. A week in Tulum for our 25th, 26th wedding anniversary. Cause COVID didn't get to experience our 25th or do much. And it was also my wife's birthday. And then a week in Mexico City where our son lives. We got to visit him and meet his friends and see where he lives. And our daughter flew down from San Francisco and hung out there for a week and got to experience a side of Mexico that we haven't really experienced before because our son's now completely fluent. He says he's not, but he's completely fluent in Spanish and has a lot of friends that are from Mexico City. And so we got to hang out with them and they got to show us parts of the city that we visited once, but haven't really seen some of the places that they were able to take us to. So it was really fun. It was nice.
That's nice. That's great. Yeah.
And it's good to see that he's thriving down there. So it's always nice to know when your kids are doing well, right? Your adult children.
Yeah. Yes. So far. Yes. That has been my experience, I would say. Yeah.
It especially when they're living far away. It's like,
right.
I hope
you're
doing okay.
Right. Right. Right.
You don't really know.
No, yeah. I would say just a suggestion though. Next time, like, love is great, but you know it's better. Donuts and coffee is amazing, and you can actually DoorDash some to me if you like, because I'm on the team, and I didn't get any love this morning, so I did not.
I just got on the phone with you and talked about all the crap.
Right. So so feel free to DoorDash me. I think you guys have my address. No, it's good to have you back. And I know the cool thing, the one thing I did talk about that I was excited about talking about, because I actually was fascinated by it. I talked last week about hiding exterior pipes and stuff in your yard and on your house. And I was like, wow, you know what? I got kind of excited and I started to miss having like a yard to like do stuff in.
Right.
And I was like, okay, you know what? The next spot I'm in, I'm going to have a yard, because it got me excited thinking about all the different things that the camouflage you can put in your yard to hide things. And just it got me thinking about planting. And we're kind of in that season right now where there are some things you could plant right now that would make it through, because I mean, I can't predict the weather, but
we'll probably get another snow in here, but
I think you're going to get another snow, but I don't know that you're going to have the, you know, snow is one thing. It's the frigid,
the deep freeze.
That kills things.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. The spell that you had, we had freeze warnings up here while I was in Mexico City where it was 80.
I will say this, there's something to be said about, like in the same week, I want to say like we had, I want to say the highs were in the 40s. Okay, that's pretty cold. That's pretty cold from where I'm where I'm at. So we had highs in the 40s, and then a couple of days ago, I had friends come into town, and we went hiking, and it was like, you know, 82 or something. So I mean, in a matter of days, it was like 40 degree difference. And
right, you get to experience the whole four seasons in a matter of a week.
Everything, and so it was a little crazy, Also,
I've got a friend who's I'm following him on Strava. We bike together. I think he's 72 and he's biking from San Francisco to San Diego and then San Diego to Florida. And he woke up to ice in Half Moon Bay last week. So
it can be a little surprising. It can be a little surprising, but but here we are. We're back and we're going to talk about some things you could do. We were thinking that since this is that season where you could have nice weather, you could do some outdoor projects. If the weather's not so nice, do some indoor projects, but some ideas on things you can do around the house that are, these are budget friendly, by the way. I think these were suggested to be $50 and below, which always catches my eye. You know, when I do research, I'm like, oh, cheap. Yeah, I'm in. So that's why this got pulled together.
Yeah, no. And a lot of the projects, and actually a lot of the projects, elbow grease pays for a lot of stuff. So you can, the material itself is usually inexpensive. So it's just the elbow grease. So let's get started. So thanks for sending this. So as our producer, you get everything together for me. So all I have to do is scroll.
But again, I just want to mention no donuts, but I do.
Yeah, dang it. All right. I'm working on that.
Okay, good.
Darn it. The first one they have is paint the front door, which I'm a true believer in. That's a nice, easy thing to do. Doing a nice, fun color, like this one's orange. I don't know if I do orange, but it's not really like a pumpkin orange, it's more kind of like a rusty orange, but still it's cool. I know when we sold a house a couple houses ago, the realtor was like, paint the door. We painted the door and completely changed the curb appeal and sold the house really quick. So
I think door color too, like you see you see oranges and you see like some very cool blues, especially if the house is like a mid-century modern. So depending on the house design, like sometimes there are certain colors that tend to go with designs. So like if you come down and visit and we go out to like Palm Springs and you see like the mid-century madness, you're going to see a lot of like the blues, the oranges.
Oranges, for sure.
So it just depends on kind of, you know, your area and like your house style. Yeah. But
I think ours was, it was our old house up on Quaker Hill. We did it like a rich burgundy and it really just popped.
Yeah. And so that's something that always comes up on every to-do list, I think, is always like paint the door. That's always such a cheap, kind of face changer, curb appeal enhancer, if that's right. Curb enhancer. I don't know.
Curb appeal so that's enhancer. Yeah. Yeah. That's an easy one that pretty much, all you need is a pint of paint and some paintbrush and maybe some TSP to clean it off, because it's a door, so it's gonna be a little dirty. So that's one thing. Also, I have worked as a painter in my earlier years, like in my late teens. I worked for a painter friend of ours, family friend, and I learned about prep, and oh my god, prep is a pain, but it makes such a difference. It's so worth it, especially when you're doing something in an exterior. You definitely want to clean off any potential grease or anything like that. And when you've got something that's being touched by hands all the time, you definitely want to TSP it. Trisodium phosphate is the product, or some kind of paint prep cleaner to really get any kind of oils and stuff so that paint will really stick. So, and depending on where it is, if it's underneath an eave, you can be a little less picky, but if it's straight out in the weather, you really want to make sure you did a good job of prep, because that paint will bubble. And paint's kind of like the sunscreen for wood. So, you want to make sure it's in good shape. This next one I really like is the classic carriage doors on the cheap. They make these kits that you can buy off of most any hardware store or off online that are just flat hinges and door handles. And you can take a flat garage door, and make it look like you've got carriage doors. I always think this is really, really cool looking. And that it worked again. One depends on the house. I mean, if you get a mid-century modern, you're probably not going to want to do this on that.
Yeah.
But if you've got kind of a generic house or anything that's got any kind of architectural detail to it, this totally flies. And that's they're cheap. It's under $50, and I don't even know if it's, what do they say, garage doors? A new garage door can cost a couple grand. But you do these hinges, prefab images for like, wow, they're saying it you can get on Amazon for $20.
That's a facelift, and I think right can, there. That's a facelift.
I don't know. And I think they even glue on. I think they're like double sticky sided tape, and you just clean it off with alcohol and stick them on. So it's slick. And I'm sure you guys know what, most of you know what I'm talking about. It's just like those black hinges and a couple of handles. Really, really inexpensive, really cool. Install shiplap. If you've watched, what are those guys called? The they've got
home,
the
I don't know, the Home and Garden Show channel or something like that.
Are you yeah, but God, they've got the place in Waco and
I think you're talking about
The Ganses. Yeah.
Yeah. Ganses.
She's really know. into shiplap. I'd never heard it called shiplap before I started watching that show. I mean, I've heard it called other things, but just vertical or horizontal boards.
To make an accent cool. wall. To make an, just accent, make an wall, accent wall so that you can kind of change up the space. What's really cool about some of those, I think if you build them, you know, I'm a huge fan of upcycling materials. So yeah. I get kind of excited because those kind of those accent walls that are made from like recycled materials can look really cool and like I think really pop, and they don't cost that much money. What they put together that we're looking at that no one else can see. I like how they have it. It actually looks a little bit like they have an apothecary drawers on this little wall. So anyway, the accent walls help break up your some of those big floor plans where you have like a really wide space, open space. I mean, I love the idea of open floor plans, but I also like to have little, I think it makes a design challenge, to be honest. Where do you put things? How do you sit? How do you, you know, and I'm not gonna lie, I kind of like a little bit of privacy. So I do like to have a little bit of separation. So I do think that a cool accent wall, I guess shiplap is a term I'll have to get familiar with, but.
Yeah, and you can use reclaimed wood as well. I mean, there's a lot of different kinds of woods that you can use that they go up really simply, you know, hammer and nail, or if you've got a if you got an air compressor and a nail gun, makes it even easier. But yeah, simple, really simple and cool and cheap. This one I like, just a string of lights, just an outdoor string of lights. You can pick them up, $15 for incandescent. I think the LED ones are like $30 or $40 at Costco or something like that.
So remembering that
just a terrazzo kind of lights.
So everyone knows that you know, first off, no one knows what you're talking about because they can't see anything. So topic on this is like how to kind of like dress up your backyard a little bit. If you have outdoor space where you like to eat dinner or have people over, if you just throw some lights up, you know, depending on the light, they have some really cool light styles now that can really kind of create a mood or create a look and an aesthetic. And I know I'm so sick to death of, I gotta be honest with you, all that chalkboard burlappy stuff and the farmhouse stuff. I'm so beyond that, but I see a lot of people do that in their back door or backyard space. And I think that when you add like candles or you do the mason jars with like little, mason jars with candles, right? I've seen them put
hurricane lanterns or anything.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. And the string of lights are really inexpensive. And like one of the things we did at our house, we've got a little pergola, and I put a light in the center that's got three light bulbs, and it's nice, but it doesn't give out a great light. It has a lot of nasty shadows in the evening. So like these string of lights where you've got all the different light sources, so you don't have those weird shadows, it really makes a difference. And that I'm learning more and more about lighting. I mean, we're an electrical company, so we should know more about lighting, but we're learning as we go along. You know, the more sources of light that you have, the less nasty casts of shadows that you have, and people look more attractive and the home looks more attractive. So it's one of those weird things.
Well, yeah. Looking attractive. God, I'm going to go get it.
It helps. Well, it reminds you of that Seinfeld, right, where he was dating that one woman and she looked really good in one light and then she looked atrocious in a different light, you know, and it all had to do with the lighting. But
that is crazy. Yeah. I'm gonna have to go get some lights. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah. I can't believe you just said that. You look more attractive. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Moving on to the next thing. That's so funny. Okay. So this is one of my favorite things, Andrew. And I know like this might just, actually I prefer open shelves in the kitchen altogether. I love those, although they're not practical for storing anything. You know, if you have a pantry, cool where you can lock your stuff away. But one of the things that you can do to kind of perk up your kitchen is to use glass cabinet inserts, right? So that, so if you have like nice china or something decorative, whatever, you can go ahead and
doesn't even have to be nice. Like ours, we have ours filled with IKEA bowls and plates and jars.
But that's an aesthetic. But that's an aesthetic, right?
And just keeping with the color, and that's you can go pick, you can pick this. I mean, the reality these days too, like if you've got mismatched stuff.
That's kind of a thing.
You want to do an open, you can, well, you can go to IKEA or you can go even to some of our local places and find stuff really inexpensively. Plates and bowls for really Target and all these places really, really cheap. But yeah, the glass insert's really easy, and it's surprisingly easier than you think. And, you know, people can be intimidated by glass, but if you just get the measurements, you can take out the, remove the door from the hinges with it, pull it out, take the inside panel out. All cabinet doors are built with a frame and a panel. They're all pretty much universal like that. You can remove the interior panel and then take it to the local glass shop. Take it to GB Glass or Mel's or any other places, even the hardware stores. They'll cut you a piece of glass to size. You don't have to do anything other than placing it into the spot. And then you get these little metal clips that you can put in to hold it in place. And put a little caulking in there just to make it so it doesn't rattle when you close it, and you're done. Uh-huh. It's, you know, an afternoon. Uh-huh. And it looks really cool, especially if you've got nice colorful things and they're hidden in there. You don't want it, like you say, you don't want it for your food pantry or something where it's kind of funky. But for
I don't want to be judged for my food choices.
No. Yeah, it's bad enough going to the grocery store every day. Bottle of vodka and Dorito chips or whatever, you know.
Don't spy on me, and then don't put my info on blast. Come on.
Here's another one: stencil your patio, which is another really easy one. If you just got a straight concrete patio, paint it white with some deck paint or patio paint, and then stencil it, and you can make it look like a carpet.
I think that's so cool. That is so cool.
It's so rad looking. I really wish we did that. We ripped our concrete out, but it was really bad shape. But we might do this in the guest cottage. This is kind of cool.
Isn't that kind of neat? Yeah, I like it.
I like it. Even though we got a tenant in the guest cottage right now, but in any event, it's pretty rad. So unfortunately, we can't show you a picture, but it looks like a. This one looks like a quilt. It's kind of cool.
That is cool.
But you can do all sorts of cool things. And it's just two colors, just white and blue.
I will put up a link to where we got this info. I will have that up on the when the show comes out. I'll have that up, and I'm just gonna go. Can we just skip the next one? I think that looks No one knows what I'm talking about. Skip the next slide. I don't like that one.
Dated, but
it's no. We're skipping. How much more time do we have on the show? How much more time do we have?
We got like 4 minutes.
Okay,
we're doing good.
Okay. I don't even want to mention that one because it's goofy. And I'm the producer, so I get to decide. So let's with them.
No, why is it goofy?
I'm overriding you.
Okay.
Okay. So I didn't get donuts.
It was how to do faux marble, by the way.
It's just come on. And like we're over that stuff. It's ridiculous.
It was 80s.
It's so awful. Okay, so anyway, so here's one thing that I thought was interesting because as people kind of move away from, there was a long period of time, right, where people were moving away from wallpaper, or if you're like me and you bought an old house that had like 17 layers of wallpaper, that was mind-blowing how many different, they didn't bother to peel off the last, they just put stuff right on top. Right. Okay, so I became a huge, like, get this wallpaper away from me. It's awful. But now wallpaper is kind of making a comeback. And this stuff that I'm about to talk about is part of the reason why. Because there is, we've come so far, there is peel and stick wallpaper. Okay. Yeah. So you can actually do little parts of a room. You can do a pattern. You can do an entire wall. Whatever you want. But you are not committed like you used to be. And it is not the same nightmare that it once was. So you can find peel and stick wallpaper that allows you to keep, get it done in a weekend without stressing out. You don't have all those horrible fumes, you know, you're not so stressed out. So there's a
bunch.
And
the mess, a lot of water and
it's just disgusting.
And special tools, special brushes and squeegees and things. I've done it. It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, it's gross. So this, so now you can get your hands on for fairly inexpensive. It's also nice because you want to just try something, right? You don't want to commit to it. Or you're not sure. Hey, if you put it up and you don't go and it doesn't really go the way you thought it was, okay. You haven't invested a ton of time and money. So peel and stick wallpaper is another way that you could just like really transform a room for next to nothing.
Yeah. And, in another article we were potentially going to do, they were talking about how bold is coming back. It used to be, you know, throughout the 2020, everything was pretty, or 20 teens was pretty, there wasn't a lot of bold colors.
A lot of coffee color, back. A lot of browns, a lot of earth tones, right?
And now we're going really bold blues and greens and yellows and reds.
Vibrant.
So
vibrant.
You can really, really go with, you can kind of go crazy. I'm just going to, speaking of bold, the thing that's blowing me away is gold fixtures are in now.
Really?
Because like, we've gone away from brass. Now they're calling it gold, but it's, you know, it's polished brass as far as I'm concerned. But I was kind of blown away that that's coming back. And they're doing like combinations of polished brass with oil rub bronze together, which is, I mean, like, I don't know if I'm ready for that, but I'm sure I will in like 5 years, because we're just going to be putting more and more of this stuff in. But yeah.
That takes me right back to the 70s and 80s. Oh, God.
Yeah, we just remodeled our bathrooms and I stuck with chrome, because chrome is solid. It's been solid since plumbing fixtures came out. They don't go out of style.
Right.
I just like chrome. And it's bulletproof. It doesn't fall apart. Speaking of hiding stuff, you did this.
I know. Isn't that great?
We got time for this one. This is pretty cool. These hiding outdoor eyesores, like vent pipes or meters or stuff like that. You can get these plastic rocks, and I've seen them, like, you know, we live in the country, so you got a lot of wells around here, and you'll have a well that's like in the middle of your yard. What do you do with that pipe that sticks up with a little pressure switch, and maybe the pressure tank's off in a well house, but you got this pipe that sticks up? These plastic rocks will cover it up. Not only will it cover it up aesthetically, but it'll keep it from freezing.
It's interesting,
so
right?
It's like a double when I look at
those,
right?
Yeah, when I look at those, so like they look like boulders, right? And the place I lived at the ocean, we actually had a couple of those, and I it was funny because I kept thinking, like, I'm gonna go down there one day and find out what's under that rock, and it was outdoor exposed pipes, and I thought, dang, like really look natural, to be honest with you. So
they look good.
Pretty cool. I think those things are pretty cool.
They're not $50. They're a little more expensive than $50. I mean, they've got them listed here for $100. I think that's for the small ones. The big ones can be a little bit more expensive if you got to cover stuff. But man, they make a big difference in the way your yard's going to look. A cheaper way to do it is just to put some nice plants too. Like we've got a gas meter in our front yard that we've got a patio around, and we put a big bush in front of it. And
if you listened to last
Elizabeth Poston did it,
which I know you didn't.
I didn't.
And I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
It was hard for me to listen to. Yeah.
You would have known. You would have known that I actually discussed that. And plants, using plants creatively and strategically, will actually give you a nice, hiding, a little hiding from the.
It's a little cheaper than the rock, but the rocks work good too. And the rocks will protect you from freezing. Anyway, that's what we got, because we're running out of time here. So if you guys have any plumbing, electrical, heating and air needs in the Nevada or Placer County area, you can reach us at 530-230-9092. That number again, 530-230-9092. You can find us on the web at easyasabt.com, easyasabt.com, where we've got a lot of this information on there and all our past shows. And if you know anybody that's looking for a career change, or if you know anybody that's looking for a jump the ship in the company they're working at, have them give us a call. We've got a really good package available to people, high rates of income, and I don't yell at people. So
And sometimes he does bring donuts, even though I didn't get it.
And occasionally,
so it's a good working.
You know what I found? I've delegated it. Donuts are showing up, but I'm not doing it because I'm terrible at it. But on that note,
we
do have donuts. Give us a call, and we'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.